This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I mean, I'm sure if he got hurt, you know, people probably not let me walk. They'd make me walk home, burn my car. I don't know, you know. That was part of the give and take of the week of, okay, how long do we go? I gave him a quarter. As I told Joe during the week, I was like, all right, he's going to have a quarter. As I got closer and closer to the game, I'm like, nah, quarter's too much. So I'm probably not a great gambler in the casinos, but it helped when we knew what Jonathan Taylor in the afternoon he had.
That was Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Just reading through some of your comments here at Sal Sports on X, and of course on YouTube in the bullpen. Thanks a lot for coming aboard. If you are on YouTube in the bullpen, appreciate you as well. Keep the chat box moving there. We always get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. That's Sean McDermott. He said he was getting connected with Joe Brady talking about James Cook, how long he should play. He said, I'll give a quarter. Quarter might be too much. James Cook had two carries for 15 yards. It almost mattered, the 15 yards, to actually like winning the rushing title. It didn't. He would have won it anyway. But James Cook, congratulations, wins the rushing title. First time since O.J. Simpson won a rushing title. A Buffalo Bills player did that. And then you had him exit the game, and Ray Davis came in and ran for $1.51. So nice day for the Bills offense overall. All right. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday, right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. And of course, every Buffalo Football Victory Monday is brought to you by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. Also by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. A lot of people wondering, Sean McDermott said right there, hey, if James Cook played and got hurt, you know, he said I would have had to walk home. People had done things in my car. Probably right. At least, you know, in the maybe metaphoric sense. But there were a couple injuries. And we're going to find out a little bit later today. Max Harrison left the game with an ankle injury. Matt Prater left the game with a quad injury. These are very important injuries as the Bills take on the Jacksonville Jaguars next Sunday. I'll do more on Jacksonville in a little while. I want to get to more of your phone calls. We'll talk about that. But that's the Barnes Firm Injury Report. Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Ty Johnson also left the game briefly, but he went back in with an ankle injury. And Tylon Grable left the game briefly, and they were taping up his hand. He went back in. So, all in all, I guess you'd say the Bills, you know, nice to get out healthy with a lot of the key members of the team. But at the same time, two very important players, Max Harrison and Matt Prater. Now, how does that impact next week? Well, kicker, obviously, you're going to have to find one if he can't go. And that is going to be something we'll see today. If the Bills bring somebody in, we'll hear from Sean McDermott at 4 o'clock. If they try somebody out, they do visits, whatever that is, we'll see where that goes. As far as Harrison is concerned, the good news is elevations from the practice squad reset in the postseason, and there's an unlimited number per each player. So I would think maybe Dane Jackson could be in line to be elevated this week. If Max Harrison can't go, obviously. Maybe he even can go, then you still want the insurance. Dane Jackson, who did have three elevations, the maximum, during the regular season and is out and was out for the regular season, can now be elevated again for the postseason. So that's the good news, to have a veteran corner on the roster to be able to elevate. But he's obviously not the speed of Max Harrison, and that particular team they're facing next Sunday does have speed. Now, the Bills have been very good at not allowing explosive plays on offense, on defense this year, I should say, for the other team's offense. Through the air, I think they've only allowed one play of 40 yards, and that was a busted coverage against the Chiefs. That was it. So they're very good at keeping things underneath. But Max Harrison, when a team does want to throw deep and has a speed wide receiver, is a guy that you like having it as a matchup against those speed wide receivers. We'll see where that goes. Okay, let's go to Lexi on the road, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Lexi.
Hey, go Bills. So grateful for your program. Thanks for taking our call.
You got it.
We're just headed home, and I just want to keep it simple. Three things. So my husband, I'm getting a little emotional. Sorry. He used to go to the games as a kiddo with his grandma and grandpa. So I'm like, we love the Dialects, and just so thankful for my mother-in-law and father-in-law for getting my family and us together for the game. We had many first NFL games yesterday, and man, this brings me into the second point, which is like, you know, I'm calling in to celebrate the fans, and I hope that, you know, we're all able to continue like going to the games, that they're affordable and whatnot in the future, because that new stadium looks sick. But I mean, what a show out of, you know, the fans and a celebration like you guys were talking about. I mean, did you all catch the wave last night?
I did, yeah. I did see the wave. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Here's the wave, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Our section started that.
All right.
That was for Grandma and Grandpa.
What section was that?
Oh, what section were we?
Ooh.
Are you 105.
All right, 105.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, yeah,
well, shout out to 105 for starting the wave. There you go.
Thank you. And then lastly, we Bergmans just want to call in on behalf of, so my brother-in-law is Sam Gash, and my nephew, he plays for Toronto right now, lacrosse, and we want to get him back in the Buffalo Bandits. So Terry Pegula, make it happen. Bring the cash back to Buffalo. Hey,
all right.
Bills, and thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Lexi. You got in everything you need to. I appreciate that. All right. Good job. Good job. 105, huh? I saw the wave happening yesterday. I mean, the wave was something when I was in high school in the 80s that became like kind of popular. And I remember sports writers going, this thing needs to stop. It's getting ridiculous. This looks stupid. And that was in the 80s. People are still doing it. It was fun though yesterday, right? Did you see it, Owen? Did you see it happening around the stadium?
Yeah, I saw it on the broadcast.
Why not have fun?
It's,
come on.
I mean, especially for a game like that.
Yeah, there's no care. Like, what are we going to do? All right, let's start the wave. We're staying in our seats.
It's fun.
We're not leaving, right? That was the other thing. Like, in a normal game, you might have left by the third quarter. Like, okay, the Bills have this in hand. This is cool. People are wondering what to do with themselves because they're staying to the end of this one, right?
Yeah, there's so much energy and all that emotion and like
I'm not leaving, right? I'm like, I gotta let's do the wave.
Right.
Let's do the wave.
Better that than some options, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt. Did you ever been a part of a wave there, Dan Dale? You ever been in a wave at a sporting event?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, good.
But
making sure.
I always feel like if you're doing a wave, you gotta start sitting down and then you gotta go up. I don't know.
Oh,
how it works.
Yeah.
Just
that's a good point. Because if you're standing up the whole time, you just do the
you're just
do the hands up. Doesn't really have the same
part
effect.
Of the wave.
No.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
Right.
That's
right. Really that makes it a more of a like almost like yeah, it's a wave. Like it's just more of a ripple, right?
Right.
If you just like that, right?
Just the arms.
It was pretty cool though. Yeah. I like that. All right, good job. Thank you very much. Let's go to Griff, who's on a cell. Hi, Griff. What's up?
Hey, man. I got a few things I want to say, Sal.
Yep.
So just give me a second, and then throw your piece at me. I'm just, like, shocked at the amount of snaps they gave to Dalton Kincaid and the amount of action that they gave to Dalton Kincaid yesterday after he's been out for 3 weeks or whatever it's been. It's been a long amount of time, especially this whole year and last year with the knee. Like, this game, almost meant nothing besides the stadium being retired. I don't know why. Like, get him in there for a drive, let him catch a ball, you know, get him kind of reacclimated. That's fine, whatever. But then they kept rolling him out there after we just signed that Latu guy, I think is his name.
Yeah. Do you know how many? Do you know how many snaps he had? I just want to ask you.
Okay, I get it. He might have had, you know, 10% of the snaps. I'm just saying how much action he got.
Yeah.
Because he had what, 4 targets?
Yeah, he was on the field for only 10 snaps, by the way. Only 10 total snaps.
Wait, snaps, yeah.
And I'll tell you what Eric Woods said on the broadcast, because he's been a part of the organization. Eric said, you know, one thing that the Bills try to do sometimes is when guys are getting back and they've missed a few games, they want to get their feet wet, want to get them under. They don't want to go back out cold in a game. And the one thing we don't know, Griff, is, and I hear you, I totally do. Like, he's been dealing with this, there's no doubt. So I'm not pushing back too hard. But what I do want to say, though, is if he is healthy and he's feeling good, then, you know, then who am I to say, or you to say, that that shouldn't happen? But I get it. I get the overall point, no doubt. But he only played 10 snaps.
Okay, yeah, I get it. I don't know. In my head, it just sounds crazy to even expose him to that.
No, I get it. I understand. Because if he gets hurt, we're all having a lot of issues today about it.
Exactly.
I
guess my point, it just all, yeah. I don't know. That was my point. Thanks, Al, and have a good rest of your day.
All right, you got it, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. 803-0550. Let me move on here. No. I mean, it's a tough needle to thread. I understand. If anybody wants to call, like he just did, and say, Griff just said, like, hey, man, Dalton Kincaid, too many snaps. I was surprised. I didn't want to see it. Glad he got out healthy. I also don't know, like, to the level of pain he's in or where the injury is right now. He could be like, oh, my God, yeah, the injury is totally fine, totally healthy. And we're like, all right, well, play. That said, it was only 10 snaps, and you do have to think about, like, again, what Eric Woods said. Getting your feet wet a little bit, make sure you get a little bit of run, a little bit of action. You've been out a little while. You don't want him to go back in cold against the Jags. But, man, there's a risk there, no doubt. There's a risk with James Cook getting 2 carries. I didn't love that, you know, but it's just tough. It's not easy. You can only dress 48 players, and you had to elevate a linebacker because you don't have Bernard. If you don't want Shaq Thompson playing, you don't want Matt Milano playing. Nobody wanted them to play, so you got to have Keontae Jenkins up. And then Matthew Judon comes up because you don't want Joey Bosa playing. Greg Russo, you make him inactive. I mean, there's just only so many limited things you can do, right? So it's tough. I get it. Somebody asked me what they should just allow all of elevations, all the practice squad in week 18. I don't agree with that because week 18 is different for every team. And if it's not, it's the reason why you have a practice squad and they're not on the active roster in the first place is competitive balance. I mean, maybe there's something they can kind of adjust with the rules with the competition committee in week 18, maybe allow a few more elevations, but I wouldn't be forced 16 extra guys up. I mean, some teams are going for a division title or a 1 seed, and, you know, that can be a competitive advantage to them over another team. It's not like every team is just playing out the string. Let's go to Mark in Chicago. Hi, Mark, you're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, very emotional this last weekend. Spent a lot of time, even though I'm in the Chicago area, I do come back for a lot of the games. So my goodbye to the Ralph was earlier this year. But spent the whole weekend calling friends that were going, that were there, you know, and just incredible amount of, you know, family-oriented tribute. So that was, but I wanted to share a story with you because it actually happened after a game. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really heard anybody talk about it the last few weeks, so I don't know how many people even know what happened. But in 1990, I was at a game, and the Bills were playing Miami to win the division. Actually, Frank Reich had to play. They won the game. And we were out in the parking lot and on the southwestern side. And I can't remember the road that leads out to southwestern. But it was very cold out, and we were waiting for traffic to alleviate. And so we had the bonfire going and everything like that. And what occurred was basically we saw a couple big, large buses. And the buses had the Miami Dolphins players on them, and they had a couple equipment trucks, too. Turns out that whatever the back access road was, somebody blocked it. So the Dolphins, after losing to the Bills, had to come all the way through the Bills, the stadium parking lot to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was,
I believe snowballs, snowballs, right?
The actual Dolphins.
Yeah.
So once they realized it was actually the Dolphins, fans started decorating all their buses and we were kind of like dancing around. So the Miami players actually opened up some of the windows, and I'll never forget Tim McKeyer, who was an old San Francisco player, happened to be on Miami that year, and he was shaking everybody's hands, telling us, you know, how they hated to play here, but they really liked the fans, showing us his Super Bowl rings. But I just found it very entertaining that someone obviously purposely blocked the exit for Miami, so that they literally had to ride their entire team.
I know the story, not quite as colorful as you just described or in details you described. I do know the story, though, of the buses and the snowballs at that time. Yeah, for sure. I'm not sure how many people know or are aware of, you know, that happening after a game who aren't in the parking lots, but, and that's 1990s before cell phones and YouTube and all that now, you know what I mean? And all the viral videos as well, Mark, but thanks for sharing the story, but you're right. That did happen. And I'm glad it turned out like that, you know, and nobody got hurt. Obviously that's a big thing as well. Let's go to Steve, who's in Holland. Hi, Steve.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. Thanks.
Thanks for taking my call. Just got a quick suggestion for a kicker solution. There's dozens of good kickers available at the college level that have played in big games before 70,000 and 80,000 people. The Bills are going to have to draft a kicker next year anyhow. They could have the pick of the litter if they looked at the college level right now.
Well, they don't have to draft a kicker next year. Tyler Bass is under contract, and he had surgery, but they can't just go get a college kicker right now.
Why is that?
Because they're in college, they're not eligible to play in the NFL until the draft comes up, till after the draft.
Don't they undraft the guys that never come into the draft?
Well, you mean somebody who's already played that, like, as long as they don't play in college this year, they could do that.
Yeah, right, a senior.
No, you cannot do that. That undrafted free agents are signed after the draft.
Only after the draft.
Yes. You can't just...
They can't go to college and pick out the kickers.
Of course not. All that would take then is somebody to go and sign Mendoza right now, you know what I mean?
Got it.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, sorry. Yeah, no, you can't do that. You can't just go sign college players right now. They're not free agents. You got to go wait till after the draft, and then you can sign an undrafted free agent. If you're talking about someone who played in college in 2024, and then the draft has already taken place, and they're still a free agent, but then why are they a free agent? Yeah, you can't go do that. And by the way, they don't have to draft a kicker next year. Maybe they do. Just saying, like, Tyler Bass is under contract. We'll see what happens with him. That's stuff for the offseason. We got Katie and Megan together. Let's see how this goes. Hi, Katie and Megan. What's going on?
Hey, Sal. Thank you for taking our call.
You're welcome.
We're on our way home from Buffalo now. Our siblings, we're huge Bills fans. We all listen to WGR every day. But we live across the country, so WGR really is our connection to Buffalo and to the Bills. And yesterday we were able to go to the game as siblings, and the stadium atmosphere was just incredible. And it was emotional for us, even though we're not in Buffalo. Just the experience was amazing, and we're just so grateful. It was really emotional for us.
Hi, Sal. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
So
that was Megan, and you're Katie.
Yes, I'm
okay.
Katie.
Got it.
We've actually connected on Twitter a couple times. I'm the teacher from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, you were there yesterday. Thanks for stopping by the pregame show.
Yes, it was my very first time at a game in Buffalo. I've seen them play in Jersey a bunch, but I had never been to a game here. So it was such a great experience. And I just thank you for being so personable and nice to the fans who come and just, you know, are excited to see the Bills. But also it's exciting to, you know, see you guys, too. So
listen, I got to ask you a question. Are you now going like, man, I wish I would have gone to more games. That was super cool.
Yes.
All right. I know.
So, and we already made plans that we will be back to go to the new stadium. But
I love it.
It was really important to make sure that we got to one before the stadium was gone. So.
Well, listen, to both of you, thank you for calling. And then to you specifically, it was great meeting you. And thank you for all you do to teach our youth. I know it's a thankless profession a lot of times, being in education. I was at one point as well, but I know you do a great job and I appreciate that. So thank you.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. All right, you got it. Katie and Megan. How about that? Call of the day right there. Katie and Megan on the road going back. Yeah, I met Katie yesterday. She came up. She was part of a group that was in town who came up to see us at the pregame show. We were outside the between the Bills store and the Ralph Wilson statue. And a lot of people came over to say hi. It was great. Connected with people. Met people going to their first game ever. She was one of them. There were a few others. Young kids who went to their first game ever. There were people that we met had been going to the game since 1970s when the stadium opened in 73. Really, really great. great experience yesterday. You know, and I love that I thought I'd be kind of a bit of an emotional wreck yesterday. I wasn't. Early on in the game, I was. Early on in the day, I was. Driving into the stadium, talking with Peggy at security, who said 32 years, and she was sad to see it go. And, I mean, they cried right there. And then, I'm an emotional guy. Wear my heart on my sleeve a lot. So, you know, what can I say? And, I a lot of emotions for me, too. My first game was 87 in that stadium. I mean, I'm older now, and I'm an older guy, and I can share these experiences and stories to pass them down like people used to for me, for the Rock Pile. And my first game was 87, and I remember going in the playoff years in 90 and, you know, the 44-34 game before 51-3. That's against the Dolphins in the snow, and then 51-3, and all the other playoff games that go along with it. And then, you know, I left the area for 16 years. I was living in Florida. I didn't go to Bills games for 16 years, other than road games I'd go to once in a while if they were down in the in the South, in Florida, went to Tampa, went to Miami to watch him play, and then coming back up here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads and grow your business fast.
And being a part of the radio broadcast and, you know, doing it professionally has just been an absolute, you know, pleasure and treat and just humbling to be a part of this whole experience, to be a part of it. And, you know, I always say this. At this point in my life, I take way more pride in connecting people and helping be someone that they can connect through to do things. What I mean by that is someone says, hey, you know, I'm looking for this or that. And I say, oh, I got a person who can help out. Or if I can help share a story, if I can connect you to the Buffalo Bills through my words, if I can somehow bring you an experience, right? By doing this on the radio and you thinking back and memories and you calling up and people saying, hey, on Monday, I love to call, whatever it is. Like, that brings me the joy in my life now. And when you call up and say something like that, Katie and Megan, thank you. Means a lot. Okay, we have more news. The Raiders. Should we have a buzzer or a bell or something every time there's a firing? Because Pete Carroll is out. Pete Carroll is out, one and done with the Las Vegas Raiders.
I saw that. I have in the past flashed the lights on my, because I have control of the lights on my phone, I have in the past done for breaking news just strobe lights in there, but I didn't want to, you know, that happened while you were on the phone with those wonderful two ladies that wanted to give us a call, so I didn't want to interrupt your nice moment there, but yeah, Raiders firing Pete Carroll, one and done.
And it makes sense, like, they really fell short of expectations.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to draft Mendoza, I would think. I think. I mean, they're going to draft a quarterback. And now you got Tom Brady, who runs the organization, a big part of it. Obviously, he is who he is. You're going to want somebody to connect with the young quarterback. It just made sense that this would happen probably, right?
And it just, if Pete wasn't going to work out immediately, how long are you waiting on Pete to work out? I mean, he's an older man.
Correct.
He's not going to stay in that job for 7 years.
That's exactly right.
If you're not winning right away, you're probably not going to end up winning with Pete Carroll.
Yeah, you know, Joe asked me this morning about Aaron Glenn, and would it be crazy to keep him? I said, I don't think it's crazy to keep him. I also don't think it's crazy to not keep him. I think you can make an argument either way, but the difference there is, even if you hired the hottest, best coach you could find, how good are they next year?
Right.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I don't know how much.
So give Aaron Glenn at least a chance to grow with the team, right?
Right.
Because it's not like you bring somebody in, they're suddenly going to change things overnight. I don't see it like a Ben Johnson situation.
No.
Ben Johnson walks into a Bears team that had a talented roster.
Right.
And then they added to it, obviously, in free agency. But he's got Caleb Williams already in place.
Right.
What do the Jets have?
The Jets are dead in the water.
Exactly.
And they're not going to get the chance to pick their guy because they're second.
Like, I think on this note, to me, it probably makes more sense to reset the Dolphins. But I understand if they want to keep Mike McDaniel. And, hey, you know, they had a couple nice games towards the end. They were evaluating. But you've had now, he's had a chance here, and that roster needs to be reset. So you might want to reset with a new coach.
Exactly.
But I could understand either way. That's one we're watching. I don't know how the Bucs keep Todd Bowles after that collapse.
But
right?
Was there a report that they're expected to? I saw something.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. I just can't see. I would expect. I mean, they did win at the end, but they won. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They went 2-7 in their last 9 games.
They, to me, were what, it's funny, halfway through the year, the way I thought about the Bucks and the Jags flipped. It was the Bucks were kind of scared, like good offense. They got a decent defense. Like they can go, like Buka was a monster. And now the Jaguars have completely taken that over for me as like good quarterback, not the best, great weapons, and a good defense. Not a great defense, but a good defense that can get them through and an offense that's hot.
You know,
like, they really flipped for me.
I know you've studied under your dad for many years, and now you're in this, you haven't been in this profession very long, but I will tell you, you just made a great transition for me. Thank you so much. That's
I'm
a great segue from Owen Parker right there, because we're going to talk about the Bills' next opponent coming up, the Jags. All right, Bills-Jags Sunday. Let's talk about what's happening Wild Card weekend. We'll lay out the schedule. We'll look ahead to Bills-Jags. Let's start turning the page. I'll do sit-up, stand-down. Hey, buddy, take your phone calls on it. What do you think about the Bills playing the Jags? And I have a really interesting question I want to ask both of you, okay, that Matt Bove and I debated today on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo when we recorded, all right? So I'm going to ask both of you guys. That's Owen and Dan. Calls as well, 803-0550 if you want. Bills-Jags Sunday, we'll talk about it. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, on the way as well on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday.
Jacksonville Jaguars. They are playing the best football right now in the AFC, hands down. Offensively, they just won 41-7, right? In a game that you're trying to close out in the AFC South. They have different energy, all these things going on. To me, they're executing like this. They're doing things that are very uncharacteristic of what you see in the NFL. It just puts a lot of pressure on you, and they're having fun.
Maurice Jones-Drew on the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Bills' next opponent. That will be Sunday at 1 p.m. Good news. The Bills are 8-1 on Sunday 1 o'clock games. Bad news, their only loss came in the state of Florida when they played the Miami Dolphins. So, however you want to look at that, I'm not really sure, guys. But the Bills are playing Sunday at 1 p.m. against Jacksonville. Your wild card weekend, your super wild card weekend schedule. We are required by law to call it super wild card weekend, or Owen has to put money in the jar. That's what happens here. Just so you know, the NFL informed us today. The FCC, you must call it super wild card weekend, or we are fining your video producer here. Rams at Panthers. 4:30 p.m. gets it kicked off. Now, Mea culpa. I'll raise my hand. I was wrong. I said if the Bills play the Jags, I would guess it would be Saturday at 4:30 simply because of Pat. I didn't know, like, I didn't claim to know that would be the case, but the history was for the NFL that they always put the AFC South team, the winner, the home team, on the, or I guess maybe even road, but on Saturday at 4:30. So I said, okay, that'll be what'll happen. After the game last night, I'm texting some people saying what's going to happen. And I was told, looks like the NFC South team will take the win that window this year. And that makes sense. It's the Panthers, who are 8-9 headed to the playoffs, right? 8-9 headed to the playoffs. And win the division at 8-9, my goodness. And you kind of put them on a, it's not a really highly watched team necessarily, 4:30 on a Saturday. You have the Rams and Stafford. Yeah, they're coming across from West Coast to East Coast. So it's like a noon, 12:30 p.m. start for them. Makes sense. Packers-Bears is a good Saturday night game. Oldest rivalry in the sport. We've seen them play now a couple of different times this season. Late in the season, they played a couple of games. Packers won the first one, 28-21. Bears won the second one, 22-16. So now you get a third matchup. This is a really good game in the NFL. I'll be in Jacksonville that night watching it, getting ready for the Sunday 1 o'clock game, Bills at Jags. To me, it was, once I found out the Bills weren't going to play Saturday at 4:30, it was, okay, well, is it Saturday night or Sunday at 1? And my guess was Sunday at 1, but you could have seen it Saturday night with Josh Allen in prime time, right? No doubt. But Packers-Bears, that's a monster matchup for the NFL to showcase it, so it makes total sense. Then you get 49ers-Eagles, good, good. That totally fits the 4:30 p.m. window on Sunday. That is a 4:30 matchup. And this is like, I mean, I can hear Pat Summerall and John Madden right now and envision them calling this game. It's going to be a really, really fun, good game, I think, between the 49ers and Eagles. And then Sunday night, what's the best case scenario here? Bills win. I'll get on the team charter, fly home, kick my feet up, and watch the Chargers play the Patriots Sunday night. There you go. Chargers at Patriots. Chargers can win that game. I don't know if they will, but they can win that game. Chargers, Patriots, they gave the Broncos a little run for their money yesterday, by the way, without starting Justin Herbert. That is your Sunday night game. And then, of course, Monday night next week, Texans-Steelers, Monday Night Football. The knowing what you know now, I think you really wish the Bills got the 5 seed. They'd be playing in Pittsburgh, but you didn't know that. Here's the rub. Obviously, if the Bills lose, we're having locker cleanout day next week, and we're not having any of these discussions. But if they do happen to win, now you knock off the 3, which means the Bills will go to Denver unless the Chargers knock off the Patriots. The best case scenario is Bills win at 6, Chargers win at 7 seeds. If that's the case, Chargers go to the Broncos, but the problem there is the Bills then go to the Texans-Steelers winner, and that could be the Texans, and I don't think anybody really wants to play them. But you still would have the Chargers knocking off the Patriots, which is good because it leaves the possibility of a home game in the AFC Championship. So it's kind of a little bit of I like it, I don't like it, not really sure what to think about it. If the Bills win and the Patriots win, the Bills will go to Denver in round 2, the divisional round. Okay. Bills have a history in Jacksonville, not a good one. They've won games there. 2017, though, they go and lose a playoff game after they break the drought. 2021, they go and it's one of the worst losses of this era, the McDermott, Josh Allen era, when they went and lost to an Urban Meyer team in 2021. Then they go to London a couple years ago and lose that game. Lots of injuries. They also beat the Jags here in Buffalo last year, just torched them. So here's my question to you, both Owen and Dan, and to all of you out there. Matt Bove and I had a podcast today. It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Check it out. Where you pod at Sal Sports on YouTube. Matt and I differ a little bit in our opinion here. I'm not going to tell you who has which opinion. Don't want to sway you. Do you think that the history of the Bills at the Jags matters when these guys prep for the game, think about the game, or in any sense to the game whatsoever? Dan, I'll let you go first.
I think it does in some sense because you have some of the guys who have been you before there. You know, if it was, you have Lawrence there, you have Josh Allen Hines, you have some key pieces who have played the Bills before who kind of know, you know, how to get under their skin because they're like, hey, we've beat you. We can kind of be a little bit more confident going into this game. Really, I think what it has to be is that maybe McDermott has to just out-coach Cohen, you know, use the playoff experience against him.
But what do you think, Owen? Do you think the history matters here to the players
we're talking
or coaches?
About all of it or just the playoff history?
The history of this era, these guys, the 17, the 21, the London game, the games you've lost to them, and people saying, oh my God, this is terrible. You're going back to a place where it never goes well there,
no,
like the Houston thing.
To me, this is different because this is playoffs. And this is.
And they did lose a playoff game there, though.
I know they lost the playoff
game. Without Josh Allen. That was Tyrod Taylor.
That was a different era. Like, I almost don't even think about that as this era. I know it was McDermott, and I know it was this regime and all that. But it was before Allen was Allen. It was before Allen was even playing. And so, to me, once you get into the playoffs, this team very clearly changes.
Okay. Here's my take on this, okay? Matt disagrees. Matt thinks it matters for the sense of, oh yeah, it's in the back of your head. You haven't won there. You've lost games you should not have lost to this team, right?
Right.
You think about that as an athlete. I totally respect that. I'm going to go a step further than what you said, though, because I'm not in the same, I don't think that way. Let me go a step further. 2021, they lose at Jacksonville, right? Urban Meyer is the coach.
Right.
Here's the starting offense for the Buffalo Bills that day. Yes, Josh Allen, you ready? Ike Butker, Mitch Morse, Cody Ford, Cole Beasley, Emmanuel Sanders, Devin Singletary. Here's the starting defense for the Bills.
Yeah.
Star Latulale, Jerry Hughes, Tremaine Edmonds, Levi Wallace.
Yep.
I mean, I'm leaving out the names who did play. Of course, there were guys who played. Josh Allen played. Matt Milano, Taron Johnson. Yeah. I don't think it has anything to do with this game.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm with you.
I just think, like, you're playing this game this week.
Right.
You're playing the 2025 Jacksonville Jaguars. You're not playing the ghosts of the 21 game. You're not playing the ghosts of the 17 playoff game with Tyrod Taylor. Where it matters is all of us talking about it, and maybe you keep reminding them of it, so, you know, you have negative thoughts, whatever. I don't even believe that. I just think that if you are an athlete, and the other part I'll say about this, the most recent game they played against this team, they beat the living heck out of them last year in Buffalo.
Yeah, right.
I know they went to Jacksonville and lost. I know they went to London and lost. I just don't think it matters at all. What does the history matter when all the people are pretty much different?
I almost don't even think about the London game as a counted game because it's in a completely different area that had a completely different turf that is all different things. When it's like, okay, maybe the Urban Meyer loss is the one like glaring thing that I go, oh, I don't want to relive that on Sunday. I don't need to.
Yeah, here's how I'll say this. Like, if all these games that they had lost before when the Jags were what they were, the Jags were bad, right? And if the Bills somehow were going into the first round wild card game and they were going to play the Cleveland Browns, is anybody going to get worried about that because of the history? No, you're looking at the team you're going to play. And the team you're going to play is just that.
There's literally, like, I mean, in a real substantial sense, there is absolutely nothing from a previous game that has to do with your game now.
Exactly.
There's nothing. The only way it impacts you is if you think about, oh my God, we've gone there and we've lost.
Yeah.
This is a tough place for us to play. And I guess you could get there. I respect it if you think that. Matt thinks that. I understand that. I don't agree with it.
I would expect this coaching staff to be able to not allow that narrative to infiltrate their players' heads. I think that's one thing I think that this, you know, McDermott, I think, is very good at presenting the story to his guys in a way that frames it well and motivates them.
Yeah, for sure. It's a 1 week proposition. It always is.
Right.
And I mean, since 2017, when he's been the head coach, the one thing that I'll say that he's done very, very well at is, not the one thing, but something he has, it's always keeping the next game in mind and going 1-0 and being consistent. They've had some duds. They've never lost 3 in a row.
Right.
Right. Not that they've lost 2 in a row here, but I'm saying, like, it's something that every game is different. You play the next game. You play the next game. You play the next game. The next game here is for the Buffalo Bills against the 2025 Jacksonville Jaguars. They're not playing the 2021 Jags. They're not playing the 17 Jags. They're not even playing the 2024 Jags, who they beat badly last year, who, by the way, their defensive coordinator is now the Bills' defensive line coach, assistant, right? I mean, Ryan Nielsen. I think that's whatever his title is. You get the point. There's guys on, lots of different things that have gone on.
I almost, it's funny. We've been talking, most of this morning has been talking about the game yesterday, but there's been a lot of looking ahead to Jacksonville. I haven't once thought about that. I haven't thought about how much they've struggled. Obviously, I know that they've had bad games against them. The Urban Meyer game is a nightmare thing, and the Jacksonville playoff game was horrible. But if they do lose,
yes, of course. Like I said, Monday's going to be all Sean McDermott radio here. I can tell you that, or Brandon Bean radio. But what is going to happen is that, which is people are going to say, "See, I told you, can't win in Jacksonville, folks." That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no.
I just can't get there.
I think
it would be amazing to me if I ever found out that Josh Allen was actually thinking this week about a loss in 2021 to Jacksonville.
There's no chance.
Right?
I shouldn't say no chance on the radio I know everything.
Right.
But there's no chance that Allen or anybody that is important enough to matter on that team is going home and thinking, oh man, Jacksonville, we never beat Jacksonville.
Yeah, I just can't see it.
There's no
way. I really
feel like there could be just a looming danger. I kind of agree with Matt,
Of what?
Just being a little cautious that the history hasn't been so kind to you. Maybe you just got it. You're a little worried. You're heading to Jacksonville. Like you said earlier, the one loss was in Florida.
But what do you have? Is something from 2021 going to actually happen in the game that you have to be cautious about?
A
time warp here
comes up.
I love it.
Urban Meyer.
Dan, I love it.
Haunt McDermott.
I respect the opinion. Matt Bove gave that opinion too, by the way, and you can follow that and listen to that. It's always game day in Buffalo. Really good conversation. Yeah. And basically, I said the same thing I said here, which is I don't think it matters at all. If it mattered, look at the history of other teams they played. Right? Yeah, you could say, they look at the Kansas City history. Yes, I think they just got beat by a better team and had a ball that
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Didn't go their way and a bad coaching decision and all those things, right? You could have that happen. There's no doubt about it. I don't think it really matters. All right. Good discussion, though. Getting some people on X who are chiming in on this. Hey, there's a possibility. I'm just trying to block it out. Like, maybe I'm just being naive about it and going, I don't want to think about it. I know it. I don't want it to creep in. Maybe I'm doing that. When we come back, sit up, stand down, hey, buddy, on a Buffalo Football Monday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Okay. Good show today. Thank you all for calling. 803-0550. Want to hold on and get to One Bills Live. Chris Brown and Steve Tasker, Maddie Glab, and the gang. They'll be talking and taking your calls. Not sure exactly who's hosting. Probably Chris and Steve. But either way, that's why I make sure I say that. But they're going to be taking your calls if you want to hang on and do that. In the meantime, I had something written down for sit up and stand down. I know who my buddy is, and I totally lost it. So let's figure out. Oh, you know what? We can sit up on the numerous accomplishments that Buffalo Bills players had this year that we probably didn't expect going into the year. Pretty cool, right? James Cook winning the rushing title. Ray Davis winning the kick return title. He actually had the highest kick return average of the season. The Bills, and I understand, I know you're going to say, well, Sal, it's because the run defense is so bad. The Bills actually finished number one in pass defense this year for the third time in 8 years. Pretty cool accomplishment. And yes, I know it's because teams like to run on them because they can't stop the run as well. I get it. That's a volume-based stat. Look at all their pass defense metrics. It's actually, they're all really good, actually. So I do think they deserve credit for that. Really good stuff right there. I don't want to stand down on next week's schedule because I think it's really good. Stand down on trying to find the games, though. Where are these games airing next week? You got Fox, CBS, Amazon, Peacock, right? Are we doing everything here? Right? Let me see where I got it. Oh, I put it out yesterday. I had the last night. I got the schedule. I tweeted out and with all the. So here we go. Here it is. You got Fox, Prime, Fox, Peacock, ESPN. Okay, find the game somewhere. Right. Prime Video on Saturday night. I didn't realize that. I'm going to find Prime Video. I'm in Jacksonville Saturday night. I think I got it on my phone. I could do that. You got Peacock. Okay, NBC and Peacock. You got like 10 different networks these games are on. They're doing the Manning Cast game for the Texans and Steelers. All right, let's get to Hey Buddy.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey Buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
Pretty easy here. It's been written already. It's been said already. I'm just going to say it again. My buddies are everybody who made yesterday possible at Highmark Stadium. It was amazing. From the friendships we built over the years that will last and continue into the new building. Some won't, though. The friendships will. The relationships professionally might not, because maybe people aren't a part of that experience, a part of that process. But everybody from the game day staff to the Bills stadium operations staff, everybody, the fans staying around yesterday for the experience, but everybody who helped make it possible to have this amazing feeling we all had yesterday inside that stadium, and I know I did, for the final game at Highmark. It was incredible. So thank you. You're all my buddies. Let's hope we're doing a Buffalo Football Victory Monday next week right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sean McDermott will be on Friday leading into the game with an important injury update. He'll speak today at 4 p.m. In the meantime, One Bills Live up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.